7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Manus, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Now this is something I don't think I've ever heard before. An energy company wants to give away free energy?
Yeah. The headline for this story was Dinuba Energy hoping to make a deal you can't refuse. And calling them an energy company might be a little misleading. It's actually a biomass plant, but it's called Dinuba Energy. So basically, this plant is located kind of halfway between Reedley and Dinuba. They take wood waste from farms, all these dead trees up in the Sierras. They incinerate them, and voila, you have electricity. So it was originally located there in 1985 to help power a lumber mill. But that lumber mill shut down about 10 years later after the Clinton administration restricted access to trees from federal land. It's been through several hands since, but for the last 3 years, it's actually been shut down. Since there's nowhere for the owners to send the electricity, PG&E used to purchase this electricity, but with the push for renewable energy, the prices have tanked for that sort of energy. It's not considered like solar or wind. At least in the eyes of PG&E, it's not as valuable. So this is the pitch from Dinuba Energy. If you locate a business, a manufacturing plant, what have you, right next to them, they will provide you free electricity. And this could be valued anywhere from $8.5 to $9 million a year, if you're going to be buying that from PG&E. There are some conditions. You have to take it all, take the whole enchilada, everything they offer 24/7, 365, and that's about 12 megawatts. So it's roughly enough to power a small town. You have to be within their 40-acre property. You can't even be across the street. So that's one of the restrictions. So they have about 25 acres available to lease or sell. They got close to a deal last year with an irrigation tubing recycler, but that deal fell through. So if you need energy, you have a business that is energy intensive, and you want to move between Reedley and Dinuba, Dinuba Energy has you covered.
That's great info, Gabe. And now you've got some really good info, too, on the downtown Fresno post office.
Right. If you've been trying to find it where it normally has been located on Tulare Street, you wouldn't be able to find it because they moved just recently. So the U.S. Postal Service announced in January would have to relocate the downtown Fresno branch. That's because for Fresno Unified, actually, it's in their building and they own that space. So they decided they needed that space. So the post office had been in that location for nearly 80 years, they put out a call for new real estate somewhere they could accommodate their 900 post office boxes. So at the end of August, they found a new home near Kern and M Streets. It's about a block away from the original location. It's on the ground floor of the United Security Bank building, which is one of these I hate to use the word skyscraper, but it's one of those tall buildings and it has the United Security Bank building at the top. Yeah, it's off of Kern Street next to Kiku. It's in the former Kiku Floral location. It's next to a kebab restaurant and a FedEx print shop.
Always
so
great info.
This is larger. Yeah.
To start the week, Gabe. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for filling us in. I hope you have a great week, buddy. Stay cool. Gonna be hot, okay?
I'll try. I can't wait for this cool down.
I know. Next weekend. We just got to make it one more week, man. If you need more information on these stories and more all news that is business, why don't you pick up a copy of the Business Journal?